Investment flash.
Brent crude just hit triple digits, and the screens are bleeding red, buddy.
Look, it is July 24th, 26, and you are listening to the London edition of Investment Flash. I am Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald, and we are staring down a massive supply-side shock.
Yeah, look, honestly, the Financial Times was sniffing around those Houthi supply risks 3 days ago, but the market only decided to care once the tankers actually got hit near the Bab al-Mandeb Strait.
For real? I mean, the U.S. oil fund jumped nearly 6% in the last session. It is up over 100% year-to-date.
Wait a second, Tom. The oil spike is the headline, but the real story is that the S&P 500 fell over 1%, while bonds also dropped. That is a classic stagflationary impulse.
Exactly.
100%.
Right. When you see the energy ETF barely green while everything else is selling off, the market is telling you it is terrified of inflation crushing growth.
The thing is, investors are running for the exits in long-duration treasuries too. The iShares 20-plus year treasury bond ETF is at a 52-week low.
No way. Gerald, you have been calling for that bond doom loop for months. You must be loving this.
Fair enough. But even I will admit, BlackRock is making a decent point here. They are saying these yields finally offer a solid buffer against further losses.
I'm going to push back here. BlackRock's yield buffer does not mean much if crude stays north of 100 and Trump keeps threatening massive attacks on Iran.
Right, and that is why the VIX volatility index just spiked 12% to nearly 19. People are finally waking up to the risk.
Honestly, the VIX at 19 is still pretty sleepy, given we have tankers on fire and a potential tariff wall going up around 60 different countries.
See, Gerald, this is what I mean. We are seeing an abrupt shift. Nikkei is reporting Trump is rebuilding a tariff wall with new rates on basically everyone, and the China ETF is already down 13% year to date.
No, but that's exactly my point. If the trade war is back, we need to be in the names with real infrastructure. Did you guys see Intel?
Yeah, look! They posted their fastest revenue growth in 15 years because of AI data center demand. Even I can't find a way to make that sound bearish, though 30% below its 52-week high is quite the value play.
Oh, come on! It is a massive turnaround. And TSMC is planning a 10% price hike for 2027. The demand is so high, they are literally naming their price.
Not so fast, buddy. JP Morgan is out with a note saying this split between the chip makers and the actual AI hyperscalers looks exactly like the late 1990s.
Right, and we all know how that ended for the guys building the fiber optic cables.
Precisely. The NASDAQ 100 ETF fell nearly 2% in the last session. If NVIDIA and the semiconductor ETF start losing their momentum, there is a lot of room to fall.
Okay, sure, but did you actually look at AMD? They are stepping up their server game to take on NVIDIA. This is a multi-front buildup, not just one company.
Tom, that's the third time this month you've called a bottom on the semi-hardware rotation. You sound like those analysts who revise their price targets after the stock has already dropped 50% and call it a strategic update.
Yeah, I know. I said that about semis last quarter too, but the fundamentals with Intel are real this time.
Hold on, I want to talk about something that actually caught my eye in the journal. The Port of Long Beach is looking at building its own nuclear reactor. Now that is a signal.
Wait a second. A port going nuclear? For real?
Yes. They need the electricity for all that heavy infrastructure. It shows that nuclear demand is moving way beyond just data centers and big tech.
The thing is, uranium miners have been absolutely crushed lately. The uranium miners ETF is down about 15% this year and 40% off its highs.
Look, that is exactly why it is interesting. The market has not priced this new source of demand at all. If ports start following the data center playbook, Cameco and the miners look very undervalued.
Totally.
Spam.
Nailed it.
I'm actually with you on that one, Marie. It's like Josh Brown was saying on CNBC. The market is broadening out. He is looking at industrials and insurance, not just the Magnificent Seven.
All right. but insurance stocks near 52-week highs while the world is catching fire. That feels like a crowded room to me.
Maybe, but the industrials ETF was up nearly 2% in the last session. People are looking for safety in companies that actually make things.
Fair enough. If you want a real contrarian play, though, look at IBM. Their CEO told the Journal he isn't worried about the tech sell-off because they are focused on mainframes and quantum computing, not the AI hype cycle.
IBM is down almost 30% year-to-date, Gerald. That is a lot of non-worrying for the shareholders.
Okay, but it is trading at a price-to-earnings ratio of about 16. Compare that to the rest of tech. If quantum starts to get any real traction, that is a massive re-rating candidate.
I don't know, buddy. Quantum feels like it is always 5 years away. I'd rather stick with what's working, like that energy ETF call from yesterday's show. That was a winner.
Right, and let's not forget the yen. Nikkei is saying U.S. fund managers are still shying away from it, even though it is significantly undervalued. That is a coiled spring if I ever saw one.
Yeah, look, the positioning is so one-sided that any shift from the Bank of Japan or even a risk-off move from these tariffs could force a massive snapback.
Honestly, the missing piece today is the dollar. With oil spiking and 60 countries facing new tariffs, you'd expect the dollar index to be screaming higher, but it's remarkably quiet.
No, but that's exactly my point. If the dollar hasn't moved yet, the real pain for emerging markets hasn't even started. We should be watching for a catch-up trade there.
Look, mate, as always, none of this is investment advice. We are just three people looking at the same screens as you, trying to make sense of the chaos.
So, to wrap it up, we have a stagflationary shock with oil at 100, a VIX that is finally waking up, and a massive split in the AI trade between record growth and bubble warnings.
And don't forget the nuclear ports. That's my favorite take of the day.
Of course it is. You probably already have a nuclear port t-shirt on order.
Maybe. If you're finding this useful, hit follow on Spotify or check out investmentflash.com for the full digest with all the charts.
We are done for the morning. We will be back with the New York edition later today at 9 a.m. New York time.
All right. See you then.
Catch you later, buddy.